We're cooking up some recipes, gonna give them a spin. If you're messing with top rope chefs, you can never win. Woo! We'll be leaving you in the kitchen, wishing you were beaten, battered, and fried. And we'll be cooking up some main dishes, desserts, and yummy things on the side. Can you take the heat? 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 Can you take the heat?
Top rope chef.
It's simmery, it's summery, it's time for Simmer Slam Vegetable Edition. My name is Bradley Jones, with me as always, Jacqueline Maynard.
Yeah, never heard you so excited about the vegetable portion. Let's go.
This was my best meal that I made out of these four.
You mean out of those three? Because last week wasn't a meal.
That's true. This I could eat.
I am going to guess that you and I made the same thing this week.
Ooh, it was the top Google search, so is there a good chance?
I'm gonna bet you a crisp $1 bill. That
simmered to perfection.
Yeah,
let's get into it.
Yeah. So,
do you want to start?
Here we go. I'm gonna start.
You do it
because I was already talking about local produce. So we're on with local produce. So guess what else is in season now? It's asparagus. You're right.
Oh yeah,
asparagus. So I did, for the first time ever, I made a hollandaise sauce.
Woo!
Hollandaise over asparagus, fresh from scratch, raw eggs and everything. And OMG, was that good. I get it. I didn't know that the recipe was all butter,
oh,
but
yeah.
It is.
It's just all butter. You boil a stick of butter and you put stuff in it.
I have for years been like, why is everybody so obsessed with this sauce? What is it about this friggin' sauce? What is it? It's all butter.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's three egg yolks, 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, 1 teaspoon of Dijon mustard, pinch of salt, pinch of cayenne, stick of butter.
Anything Melt. You want to add to it, you go ahead. You put this over asparagus.
I did, and I added garlic in it too because I just felt like it needed it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, all you do, I thought it was.
For some reason, in my brain, I thought you blended it all together and made a delicious asparagus hollandaise combo sauce. But
that would have been a good idea, though. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Next time, I'm going to try that because that sounds amazing. Ooh, over like chicken or something? Dang.
Whoa! Over more asparagus.
Over more asparagus, yeah. super good over asparagus. Insanely delicious. And then there was leftovers, and I was just dipping French fries in it because I was curious and also good. I don't think there's anything that hollandaise sauce would not be delicious over.
Hollandaise butter popcorn?
Yep. I would eat that.
Oh, my God.
Hollandaise pancake? Oh, I would eat it.
God.
Just a savory pancake. Oh, you could put asparagus and bacon in the pancake batter and then put the hollandaise on top, plop a fried egg on there.
You were going
go back to bed.
Diabetes checking.
Yeah. So it was amazing. I didn't think it was difficult to do. I did. That's a lie.
Yeah.
Well,
how long
it wasn't difficult.
To
It really didn't simmer very much, just till the butter melted. That was it. But it did melt, and it did simmer a little bit. But I put the egg stuff, wasn't reading the instructions, you just poured the eggs in the butter, in the hot butter, and of course it curdled immediately. That was just a dumb idea. That was dumb on my part. Yeah. But then I switched it, and it all was fine. You just got to pour it slow and keep whisking, and then it turns out lovely.
Takes time.
And it's great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It feels like you're actually cooking, too, when you're doing something like that. It's something
There's
enjoyable
something
about that.
Yeah, when you can get things to like, what's that called? Crap. When you like whisk, emulsify. When you get stuff to like emulsify, like the fats all join together and they like turn a new texture together. There's something, I don't know, it feels like you like one-upped, you know? Like a level up. Boop, boop.
Without a doubt.
It's great.
You know the dish is going to be good.
Yeah. Ooh, that would also be good for pizza. You could dip your pizza crust in hollandaise, and that would be amazing. What does it hollandaise?
Well, don't. You're just pulling me in my outro, Jacqueline. Don't do it. What did you give it?
5 out of 5. Oh, amazing. Yeah.
I made just a simple vegetable simmer.
Okay. What does that mean?
So what did I take? I took a potato, an onion, a box of mushrooms. What the hell? A carton? What's a carton of mushrooms? I guess.
I guess. Wow.
now I don't know what things are. Two Roma tomatoes, and then I had basil. 1 teaspoon basil, 1/4 teaspoon salt. All these are wrong. I definitely overdid all of these. Listen to nothing I'm saying right now. This recipe is BS. Add more seasonings to your food, people. 1/4 teaspoon of salt. 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper. What are you even doing? 1/4 teaspoon of thyme. 2 tablespoons of tomato paste, which is what I use. 2 tablespoons of tomato paste. It says 1/2 teaspoon of fresh garlic. No.
Absolutely not. 1/2 teaspoon.
2 tablespoons of garlic. Thank you.
I'm sorry. We live in America.
And then I added fresh parsley. And then that was the recipe, but I thought it needed something more. So I added a little bit of sugar, and I added a little bit of rosemary, and I zested a lemon into it. So all these delicious vegetables simmering in a pot with tomato paste and seasonings and butter and tomatoes, and it was delicious.
That sounds amazing.
It was so good. Just classic simmered vegetables.
That's wonderful. In butter, you said, right?
Yeah. And I also did that the TikTok trend where you save the tomato paste, because I only needed a little bit of it, where I separated it into tablespoons and I froze it. So I can just take it and use it when I need to.
Oh, that's a helpful one. I haven't heard of that one.
Tomato paste is like 89 cents, but you know, it's like now I don't have to worry about having it.
Yeah, but every recipe, the size of the can doesn't equate to, I don't think, any recipe I've ever used, ever.
No. What are they doing?
Ever. I don't understand.
It should come in like a squeezy tube or something, and I think it does.
Yeah. But... it's probably more expensive, though. That sounds so delicious.
Yep, simmered it for 20 minutes, called it a day. Oh, actually, I boiled the potato. I boiled the vegetables. I boiled the mushrooms.
Ahead of time?
Yeah. The potatoes.
Oh.
So I softened them before I
set them. Oh, a little simmer hack, eh?
Mm-hmm.
You're full of cheats this month. I like that, though. What would you rate it?
3.5 stars.
Oh.
Yeah, it was good. Not great. I think it needs to be like served over rice or. You know, it's delicious on its own. It's a good meal. 3.5 is good. That's fine. You know, it didn't blow me away. It was just delicious vegetables and tomato paste and seasonings and whatnot.
Yeah. Okay. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Okay, so we did not make the same thing at all. Not even close.
Not even close.
Do you think my hollandaise sauce would be good on your vegetable simmer?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Butter and vegetables? Like... Yeah.
Yeah, with more butter? Yeah. I feel like this month you've been focusing on the simmer so far, and I've been way more focused on the sauce aspect than the simmer aspect. And then, I was just going to say, well, maybe all of our recipes will pair well together, but they won't, because rhubarb sauce doesn't go well over... an aroma pot.
maybe my last one you could my dessert you could use it, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh. Sounds lovely. I would order yours at a restaurant.
It was good. It was delicious simmered vegetables. It's a fun new way to cook a vegetable. Just, you know.
That sounds like a good like weeknight thing too. My husband and I have been calling them like scrounge nights.
Ooh.
Like where you don't know what the heck you're going to make, but you need to make something, but you don't want to run to the store. Just like make whatever you got. So scrounge.
Now, do you just
that sounds like a
wear
good...
raccoon onesies, or do you paint your face too? Or how scroungy do you get?
The only time I'm not wearing raccoon onesies is while we're recording this show. Out and about, I just
Everything
am
else,
a giant raccoon.
Full scrounge mode.
Full scrounge, yeah. This is my scrounge era right now.
Move over, Kurt Cobain, in your grunge era. It's time for scrunge era.
Yeah. All we do is eat snacks.
That's kind of the. I guess we could talk about that. Dinner's kind of gone off the off the menu at the house that we're in. It's all about snacks and easy meals, you know?
Yep. Same.
No one's got time to sit down and cook a meal. Everyone's working too hard.
Yes. Everyone's working too hard. Today was a good example. I was eating my dinner while we were setting up our show.
Mm-hmm. And I'll talk about it more in our next episode, but the portions in these recipes are just, you got to have like a 6-person family to make any of these meals.
I only know how to make stuff for a 6-person family. I don't know how to make stuff for 2 people. It's too much work.
Recipes aren't allowed. You can't just make a single serving of this thing.
No, I don't think so. It's either so much work or so much math to divide it all down. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, scrounge night. I encourage everybody to look into their own scrounge night behaviors and lean more into it.
What are you scrounging? What would you pair with Jacqueline's rhubarb? And what vegetables would you want to simmer in my simmeries? You can simmer asparagus. You can simmer green beans. Any vegetable you want to be simmering, go ahead and simmer with some tomato paste, some butter, and your seasonings of choice. A word from Brad.
I really like that. That reminds me of the sign-off from Jerry Springer at the end of his episode.
Oh, rest in peace.